South Korea is one of the most wired countries in the world. 95% of adults own a smartphone. That level of connectivity is a double-edged sword. The latest government survey shows almost 20% of the population, nearly 10 million people, are at risk for internet addiction. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Seoul.
It's hard to walk more than a block or two in Seoul without finding a PC bang, what the Koreans call an internet gaming room. This one's in a basement in Gangnam. Big comfy chairs and fast computers for about $1 an hour, and most are open 24 hours a day. E.K. Song is the owner here.
There are customers who will stay a day or two. I've seen a lot of customers come in here late in the afternoon and leave the next morning. That's pretty common.
Then there are the totally oblivious.
Some customers who play for too long, I'm sorry to say, they get smelly, and other customers start to complain, so we have to ask them to leave.
Dr. Do Sung-won is a psychiatrist at Seoul's Hanyang University. Stories like these don't surprise him at all.
Here I see dramatic cases of both adolescents and adults who started to have serious problems with their health, relationships with their family, or at school from game addiction. Some students refuse to go to school or even inflict physical force on their parents.
To some parents in the U.S., this might sound distressingly familiar. What's different here, though, Do says, is that the government knows it has a public health crisis, and it's doing something about it.
There are regional education offices that provide services, such as in-school counseling, screening surveys, preventive disciplines, and, for severe cases, addiction camps.
And almost all of it is paid for by the government at the national or local level. One of the camps the government started is in Buju, 3 hours south of Seoul. Here, teenagers undergo weeks-long programs to wean them from their tech addiction, be it social media or gaming. There's lots of group activities to keep them active and engaged as a group, and no tech, all of it confiscated the day they arrive. How did that make this 16-year-old feel?
Nervous.
Nervous with good reason. We agreed not to use any of the girls' names.
I've had my phone since my first year in elementary school. I've never been without it since, so I was worried.
5 days into the program, meeting new friends, she says she now realizes she can live without her phone, which she used to be on about 8 hours a day. Another girl, 14, isn't so sure. She used to spend at least 10 hours a day playing games and didn't eat much either. Every minute spent eating, she says, was a minute lost gaming. And she's still having a hard time here at the camp, 5 days in.
My hands get shaky. I can't concentrate.
So you're basically counting the days until you get your phone back?
Yeah.
I ask her if she thinks being here will help her kick, or at least contain, her gaming problem.
No, I don't think so.
Shim Yong-chul, the center's director, is more hopeful. She's just started, he says. He thinks she'll be better when the program finishes. And she'll also have access to counseling when she gets home, he says. That's not what he's worried about.
The percentage of teenagers dependent on internet and smartphones is actually increasing. So our organization is expanding and trying to get ready to accept more students.
In May, the World Health Organization formally added gaming disorder to its list of recognized addictions, which may help the issue get the attention it's been lacking in the U.S. Hanyang University's Dr. Do.
If the U.S. doesn't want to follow Korea's footsteps in terms of game addiction, it's important for the U.S. government and relevant experts to pay attention, to educate people and screen out addicted students.
And, he says, provide adequate therapy for those diagnosed with game addiction. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Seoul.